Hello, hello, and welcome back to Diva Deep Cuts, and happy Pride! Welcome to season 1.5, our mini-season celebrating drag queens in this happy month of Pride. I am your host, Ben, and I'm excited to journey through their music with all of you. Next up in season 1.5 is Alaska Thunderfuck 5000, or just shortened to Alaska for TV audiences on RuPaul's Drag Race. So Alaska cut her teeth in my hometown of Pittsburgh when she started performing in drag, and her two stints on Drag Race, recording career and performance career, have elevated her into a world-famous drag queen. Also, she's one of the few to have a substantial body of work, and I found a lot that I really liked as I listened through her discography, and I'm excited to share my selections with you today, but I strongly recommend checking out all five of her albums. There's fun and excellent tracks to be found on all of them. So let's dive right in. Number 10, So Far Gone from Amethyst Journey with Jeremy. Amethyst Journey was a short album that Alaska made with her longtime friend and collaborator, Jeremy, and it was their first and so far only musical offering officially as a duo. But it was an exploration of themes of consciousness, the crises facing the world, and problems in our society. It was kind of a meditation on those themes. But this song in particular was the most personal and vulnerable of all the tracks. It starts off as a soft piano ballad with a very evocative first verse about being far away from home and alone in London performing. And the whole song is about that, about being an artist who has to travel the world as part of the job, and what it feels like sometimes when it's just a mixture of traveling, sleeping, performing, and having moments alone far away from home. So this one, I just love how beautifully vulnerable it is. It's just very gentle. And then after two verses and a chorus with just the piano and some other light instrumentals, we have a key change, and it opens up into this third verse with strings and percussion. And then we get a bridge after the key change, and then it kind of gently slides back to come to a conclusion. So, for being 5 minutes long, I think it does a good job of keeping the listener engaged without sacrificing the vulnerability and sentimentality of the piece, and it's just a lovely composition. I recommend listening to Amethyst Journey as a whole as well. So Far Gone is not exactly like the other tracks, but there's a lot of interesting thoughts and themes discussed on that record. Number 9. This one is from Alaska's most recent album at the time of recording, called Red for Filth. And I love this album as a whole, and the problem is 10 of the 13 songs were released as singles, and one of the remaining three is an Ace of Base cover. So I loved so many of these songs, and I was like, I can't pick any of them because of the rules of my show. So of the remaining two songs, I spent a lot of time with them and realized that this one is the one that I liked the best. And it's just as good as many of the many singles. The topic of this one is that Alaska is so taken with this guy that every time he walks in the room, she forgets all the words to the song. So the chorus is just a bunch of nonsense sounds and kind of like cliches about falling in love and being in love, with like the "my heart goes boom boom" is one of the nonsense lines in the chorus. This is going to be a very obscure throwback, but there is an old song by the Gershwins called "Blah Blah Blah," and it was at least part of it was used in a Gershwin musical in the 80s called "My One and Only," and in the song, the speaker is so taken with somebody that the lyrics are just like "blah blah 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 moon, blah 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 stars." So it's this is kind of like a modern day version of that, where Alaska is just so infatuated that she can't even remember the words to the song she's supposed to be performing. The verses do have words, and talk about what I just said. I also love the production. It's a guitar, acoustic guitar driven dance pop song. So it has, I personally enjoy those in general because it has all the energy of a good pop song, but it also has this more organic live sort of feel that is, I would imagine, is also easier to recreate in live performance than something with all sorts of synthesizer layerings. But yeah, it's upbeat, major key, and a really, it's also the closer on the album, so it's a really fun note to end on. Number 8, High from Pound Cake. So this one wasn't in the top 10 of mine when I was initially working through Alaska's catalog, but I keep going back and re-listening just to be absolutely sure. I don't want to listen on one day and make a bunch of decisions and then have that be it, and then when I come and sit down to record, I'm listening through and I'm like, oh, I gotta cut this and redo that because I have different feelings about the songs. So this one kind of snuck up there when I was going through and doing my last couple of listens. I really like the talk box effect that's used underneath the vocals throughout the song. And then it has some strong house keyboards anchoring it too, over top the percussion. So it's very like late 80s, early 90s, which is of course always a win with me. The verses have Mariah Carey levels of vocabulary choices, with lines like "the dawn it is encroaching," or "no matter what betides us," or the "your scent intoxicates me while your visage elates me," which is both a fancy word for face or appearance and a reference to Michelle Visage, who is a longtime judge on Drag Race and friend of RuPaul's, for those who do not know. So, and then, I almost forgot, on the chorus, Alaska has these really beautiful, airy head voice vocals to carry the word high and stretch it out through a melisma. And I just really enjoy how it all comes together to create this euphoric experience. And it seems like it's a more of an established relationship, where the last song was more of like first falling for somebody and having feelings for them. This one's like still being high and in a good spot in a relationship. So it's nice to hear. And yeah, overall, we've done more serious songs, because some may know that Alaska, especially her music, is more often either just strange, it is comedy, or it is very steeped in drag references. So when I picked these songs, the ones that resonated the most with me are actually the ones that are Alaska's like most straightforward pop songs and dance songs. So yeah. Number 7, Walk Into the Club from 2019's Vagina album. So this one, I just went on about picking more serious songs when I talked about High, and this one is absolutely not. It's definitely one of Alaska's comedy songs, but it really resonated with my sense of humor, which, who knows what that says about me, but I just enjoyed it so, so much because it was just so absurd and amazing to me. So it starts with a spoken word intro that is an homage to the intro speech in Lady Gaga's Born This Way that features very similar cadence and connector words, but says different things. And then the rest of the song is just literally how much Alaska enjoys getting ready and walking into clubs. And so, like, there's just the first time the hook comes in, it's like, this club is amazing. Let's walk inside of it. And I just lost it the first time I heard that. I was like, what is even happening? There is a little bit of a story where, you know, Alaska walks in and then some other queen also walks into the club. And Alaska is like, do you think you're better than me? And then towards the end is like, wait, I misjudged this. Why don't we just work together? We have a lot in common. Let's walk into the clubs together. The only thing that would have elevated this even more for me would be if there was like an extension or an extended version that was like, I walk into the club, then I walk to another club, or then I walk out of the club, and I walk into another club, and I walk across the club, and I walk to the club bathroom, then I walk to the club bar, then I walk out of the club and into another one. Something like that, so that it's also like more narratively about walking into more clubs and just going on with the silliness that this song has. But I just found it so ridiculous, but so amazing at the same time. And I don't know. Let me know if anyone finds it as amusing as I do. Number 6, Best Night Ever from Alaska's debut album in 2015, Anus. This one is just a very fun party song. I really like the video game sounding synthesizer effects in the background. And the chorus is just really catchy to me. Like, it kept getting stuck in my head and just making me want to dance. It seems to me an excellent song to put on when one is out already at a club and maybe a little tipsy or just kind of high on the atmosphere if one does not imbibe in substances. And it's just fun. I don't think it has an undercurrent of denial, because sometimes songs that sound like this, it's like, oh, we're kind of like making it sound like a party song, but it's really that kind of like drunk and teetering on the edge of like, things are not great and my emotions are starting to spill over. This one is, to me, just a straight up party song. And I really love the spoken word bridge about the train to Party Town. And the shady but not shady, oh, you look nice. Yeah, this one is just a nice little party song to include. And I couldn't not include it because the hook is so strong. Like, give it a listen and you'll see what I mean. Once you hear it, it's very hard to get it out of your head later on when you're just going about your day. Number 5, kicking off the top half of my top 10 Alaska deep cuts, is the title track from 2019's Vagina album. Now, given what I've said and what we know about Alaska, a song with this title could be something comedic or something vulgar, but this song is actually a trap song with a message. The song is about supporting femininity and how that is the future. The verses reference things like the Women's March, locking up people like Harvey Weinstein, calling out catcallers, and it's a very serious song, actually, with like a chorus, or excuse me, a choir over top of the trap beats, and Alaska very aggressively spoken word slash rapping about the issues that women in our society have to deal with and how the rage is building up and it's coming back down to take over and make things better. So I honestly, when I first heard this, was not sure what to expect. And after I listened to it, I was like, wow, this is much heavier in a good way than I expected it to be. And I really appreciated it. So I knew I wanted to include it. Like, it was not a question. It was just a matter of where. So, yeah. Even Time's Up is part of the hook in the chorus. So I found it way more interesting and empowering than I expected it to be, because I had no idea what to expect listening to an album called Vagina that kicks off with a song of the same name. Number 4, Race Chaser from 2016's Pound Cake. Now, to address the title first, for those who are not familiar with the song, the race in Race Chaser is referring to drag race. It is not referring to interracial relationships, race play, racism. That is not what this song is about. Instead, this is a country-inspired song, very much in line with Cotton Eye Joe, about drag queens from RuPaul's Drag Race touring, and in every city they go to, there's a guy or some guys who try to hook up with queens from RuPaul's Drag Race, and it's like they're trying to check everyone off of the list to say that they slept with everybody who appeared on RuPaul's Drag Race. So that is what this song is about. But I just really love how it leans into the country vibe. You know, on last episode when we were going through RuPaul's, I picked Lady Cowboy as one of my choices. And that was like a touch of country. This is like full on Cotton Eye Joe homage, which, yes, I know rednecks who made Cotton Eye Joe were from Sweden, and it was still electronic dance country, which is a rarely seen genre. But this falls right into that. I love how much of a story it paints about Alaska meeting the race chaser. The race chaser thinking they're checking off the next box, but then the twist in the bridge is that Alaska has a race chaser in every town. So they're not unique, and she can get her rocks off with the race chasers anywhere she goes. It's not special. But yeah, it's just such a fun romp of a song. I love that Alaska just leaned into it with a southern accent, with the banjos, the guitars, all of it. And the chorus is very much both like Cotton Eye Joe and like a good Shania Twain chorus, where it has so many words and it's so fast and it's rapid fire delivery that it just kind of carries you away and almost makes you feel like you're going to topple over unless you stick with the choreography. And yeah, it's so much fun. I think the title was also a podcast that Alaska and Willem hosted, and it was a drag race commentary podcast, I think, but I have not listened to that, so I don't know if they still record it. Let me know in the the comments on the blog post. Number 3, Legendary from 2015's Anus. So there are two main reasons why I enjoy this song so much. The first is in the production and the instrumentation, because I heard this and I was like, this is how you make a song that sounds like it was produced by Dr. Luke without having to actually work with Dr. Luke, the alleged abuser, and regardless of what is actually true, seemingly just not pleasant person to work with at minimum. So it has that breezy 70s light disco vibe that a lot of Dr. Luke productions have had more recently, but again, without him involved in the recording studio. And then the second thing that I really love about this track is the lyrical content. It's very interesting. With the breezy, gentle production like this, you could think it would just be like a simple love song or infatuation song or sex song. But no, it's about death in some ways. Not about wanting to be dead, because Alaska states that very explicitly, that it's not because they have suicidal ideation or anything. It's just having a passing thought of like dying young and pretty, and how that crystallizes the public's perception of people who die suddenly and tragically at a young age, and the thoughts about like their legacy and legendary status from what they've achieved as a queen if something like that were to happen. So it's couched in this very light, gentle production, and it goes down easy like a simple dance pop song, but it's actually very interesting to listen to, which is why I picked it and why it rose to the top, because every time I was like, yes, throwback production with no Dr. Luke and interesting lyrical content. Number 2, my second favorite Alaska deep cut, is the song Pussy from their debut album, Anus. For those who have not yet listened to this song, people might be like, what on earth is a song with a title like this going to be like? And I had similar thoughts. But it is actually a really sweet and tender mid-tempo. It was written as an ode to Alaska being with a trans man. And mind you, this song came out 8 years ago, when trans rights and even just the understanding of trans identity was much less than it is today. And a song like this, I think, was amazing and revolutionary. Let me just read the bridge really quick, because I think it encapsulates things very well. And again, this was also before their wider understanding of gender identities, with the increased visibility of non-binary and genderqueer people in society. Like, I mean, a lot of us queer folks had friends that identified that way back in 2015, but I'm speaking in terms of like mainstream cisgender heterosexual people. Even being aware that non-binary was the thing in 2015 was very small understanding and awareness at the time. So with that context in mind, here is the bridge. I don't care if you're a boy who used to be a girl, or a girl who used to be a boy. All I care about is you right now. Because aren't we all just something a little in between? I love hearts, not parts. And the whole song is like that. It's just really sweet, loving, and tender. And It just brings a smile to my face every time that I hear it. So I absolutely knew this was going to be one of my top favorites. Every time I listened through Alaska's catalog, it kept rising to the top. So I knew it was going to be near to the top. But in just a moment, we will get to my favorite Alaska deep cut. So you can see what beat out Pussy for number one. Number one, Diamond in the Rough from Pound Cake. So I love the way that on the chorus and the bridge, Alaska just lets loose and belts at full voice and does so very well. Listening to her whole catalog, there were so many songs where she was intentionally either singing or speaking, doing a voice of some kind. And I just loved that this one, she just stopped and let loose and sang. She has a background in theater from college days before she started getting into drag, musical theater possibly. And a song like this showcases that so well. So the vocals were one piece of what I just absolutely adore about this song. The other piece is the sentiment. I think it's very relatable. There are many gays, many women, and I think just many people in general who can relate in contemporary dating culture, or contemporary culture really, that sometimes it really is looking for a diamond in the rough to find somebody you actually want to date and try to, as Alaska says in the song, go steady with. Because despite the increased connection the internet has given us in some ways, in other ways it has really made it much harder to meet people in person, see how you connect with each other, and then sustain a meaningful connection. So the lyrics very much drive that home and capture it well. The song, the production at least, sounds very much like a 2010s generic EDM pop song. And it sounds so familiar, it's at the edge of my brain. There is a song that sounds so much like this one, and I can't find it or think of what it is. At first, I was like, Till the World Ends by Britney Spears, and I was like, not quite, but close. California Girls, at least in the intro, but also not that close. And then I looked at Kesha's songs, and I'm like, all of them are close and have that similar sound, but my brain is telling me there is some song more similar to this, and when I find it, I'm going to kick myself. So, I can't think of what it is now. If anyone knows, please tell me, or if I figure it out between now and when everything gets published, I'll add it to either the show notes or the blog post or both. So, we have reached the end of my top 10 deep cuts from Alaska Thunderfuck 5000. So please tell me, what did you think? Have you listened to Alaska's catalog before? Are there any favorites of yours that I didn't pick? Feel free to explain them to me in the comments on the blog on divadeepcuts.com. And don't forget, you can also sign up for the email list there to get notified of what's coming up, when new episodes get released, and to have access to some freebie bonus content, the Forgotten Single Collection. So thank you so much for journeying with me through this eclectic batch of songs. I hope you had as much fun as I did listening to them, and I look forward to journeying through more with you. We have another queen to finish out our mini season and Pride Month. I'm sure some of you might be able to guess who it is, but I'm not telling. You'll just have to wait until the next episode comes out. As always, you can find me on social media, not Facebook. Maybe someday we'll have a Facebook group. Who knows? If people want that, to talk to each other outside of the blog comments, we could look into that. But you can find me on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok at Diva Deep Cuts. I am Ben. Thank you for joining me, and I'll see you next time.